نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are discussing presently parts of the sermon number 147, where Imam Ali alayhi salam has explained certain important points regarding this charter. And one of those areas is when he discusses about the prophecies and what will happen to the Islamic Ummah towards the end of times. And this is important because this will make the human beings, especially some of the concerned Muslims, to take certain steps to avoid those particular negative things that Imam Ali alayhi salam has warned us with regards to what could happen to people in those days. One of those things that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, he says that the true recitation, the correct and deserving recitation of the Quran will be something that is not liked, which will not be something of interest to the people, and will be the most disinterested thing in the minds of the people will be that type of recitation of the Quran. And we say that type of recitation, the true recitation, is that one which brings about motion, that brings about awareness and understanding.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, as we mentioned, and we said that there are two types of recitation of the Quran, of the books of God. One of the forms of recitation is the good type, which is the one that is encompassed by the soul of the religion. And the soul of the religion is awareness, is enlightenment, is recognition, is growth, is thriving and movement, is revolution. That is the soul of religion. While on the other hand, the bad type of recitation is the one that lacks this soul, that leads to laxity, laziness, that leads to forgetfulness, sleep, where there is false hopes and, you know, false perceptions and long and unnecessary hopes that have no real end. So these types of things are the false and the wrong way of reciting the Quran, whereby that Quran recitation doesn't actually bring about that movement. And this is something that is, you can see throughout history, people tried to, you know, use the Quran, but not where it was required. They entered into the tunes and the recitations and how to recite and the tone and everything, but lesser was the attention towards the meanings and understanding of the Quran. That doesn't mean a person should not pay attention to the tone and the beauty and the recitation of the Quran. They should, in fact, and the Imams used to do that. But unfortunately, the Quran has been confined to that dimension. And that is the false and wrong way dealing with the Quran. But the right way to deal with the Quran is whereby the Quran is explained, is brought to the society in a way that it causes movement, it causes perfection, it causes growth, it causes awareness. It makes a person realize what his rights are. It makes a person realize what his rights are, what the rights of God are, the position of God in the society and his life in the community. And this is the exact type of recitation that will not be liked by the people of that age.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we notice that towards the end of the time, in fact, it will be these very things that will be targeted by the enemies of God. That means Quran, with all its grandeur, with all the meanings and the depth that it has, will be ignored completely. Rather, that which will be given importance will be just some apparent and valueless things that do not have true change, that will not cause true change and movement in the society. And this is something that we've noticed throughout history. In fact, if you read the history of the Bible, the history of the other books of God, that the way they were interpolated and the reason why they were interpolated and changed was so that people do not read those aspects of the book that cause change, that cause movement, that cause them to seek their rights, that cause them awareness about the word of God. These were the ones that were taken out from the community. The soul was taken away from the book of God. But now the book of God, which is the Quran, it is protected by God, and for ages it has not changed. It is in the pristine form that it was brought down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the best thing would be to just dwell on the apparent of the Quran and ignore the reality and the depth of the meanings that the Quran has. This is a secondary approach that the enemies of God have used to sideline the book of God. And it's not only the enemies, we should not always blame them, but it is the people themselves. The Muslims themselves have kind of ignored this aspect of the book of God. But if the Quran is taken seriously, then you will see the amount of change that is brought in the society. It will create that movement that is required for the growth of the society. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to take the Quran more seriously in our lives, so that the lives of the people and the lives of our own selves change for the betterment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معاه من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه